This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Busy day at One Bills Drive. The free agents are in town, meeting with the media, Alex Braske among the media. At Bills Digest, Batavia Daily News. Joining us now, Alex, lots to take away from what we heard today. We've got all of these signings that have happened with the new league year underway. I think Joey Bosa might be the biggest name in free agency, obviously, that the Bills have signed. I mean, you could argue maybe Hamlin coming back, but let's start with Bosa because I think 1 year, $12.5 million, not a lot of risk, a lot of reward and high upside if he can stay healthy, and that's the big if with Bosa. How did he react to the questions being peppered at him today, Alex?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Yeah, fun full day here at One Bills Drive. We'll be back here tomorrow for Larry Ogunjobi, Michael Hoyt, and perhaps Brandon Bean meeting with the media here on Friday. So more to come. Make sure you stay tuned at Alex Braske on X. But Joey Bosa, a very, very good interview. I felt time meeting the media. He was very thoughtful, I thought, explaining his decision to pick the Bills, and it really all centered around winning and the winning culture established here in Buffalo. Obviously, he had a chance to go out and play with his brother in San Francisco, and I think many believe that that's the route he would take, including the 49ers with their release of Leonard Floyd. But instead, he chose Buffalo, and it all centers around a chance to win a Super Bowl. He started off his press conference saying that he knows he's getting old, and the time to win is now, and the place to do it is in Buffalo. And really the most notable quote I felt that came from him was him recalling a text conversation that he had with Josh Allen, and he didn't mention whether it was before or after he signed with the team. Boy, it would mean a lot more if he texted Bosa before, but Allen texted Bosa that he thinks that they have a chance to do something special and says that everyone involved would be immortalized in Buffalo if they were to win the Super Bowl that this city's long been hoping for, and that really rings true. If the Bills are able to achieve the ultimate goal and come away with the ultimate prize, this team would be remembered forever as the first Buffalo sports team to bring a championship to the city, and that's what it's all about for Bosa at this stage of his career. Coming in here, a chance to win a Super Bowl, joining a team that's set up to do so.
Alex, just your opinion, how does he fit? I'll put it another way. I can't imagine with his track record that he's going to be available if you go to the Super Bowl for 21 games. So, like, what is the realistic expectation here? He's just a rotational guy at this point, or could he be more?
Really, in Buffalo, all the edge rushers are rotational guys. I know some play more than others. Greg Rousseau at the top of the chart there. But really, on the defensive line, that's been a well-known fact here in Buffalo, not breaking any news to you guys, that they like to rotate their defensive linemen, maybe a bit more so on the interior. But, yeah, I don't think you're going to see him out there as a three-down player, game in, game out, series in and series out. You're going to have to manage his snaps. You're going to have to manage his workload also during the practice week in hopes of having him ready when the games mean most in the winter months. So, yeah, that's obviously going to be a factor that plays into how the Bills use him and whether or not they put him on the field as a three-down player or whether or not they use him as a pass-rushing specialist. He is capable against the run, much more so than his predecessor, Von Miller. He was really only a pass-rushing specialist at this stage of his career. But Bosa is capable of defending against the run and maybe more than capable. He's really a strong run defender, but knowing how fragile he's been in the past and his lengthy injury history, there's no doubt they'll have to manage his snaps and manage his workload in practice. But when he's on the field, and he mentioned it, he still plays at a high level. I know it was 2021, but each year during his career that he's played or started, 11 games or more, he's totaled 10.5 sacks or more. So I think the Bills are able to keep him around for over half the schedule and manage his reps. And boy, if they get him for a full season, I think this guy could really be productive. Still only 29 years old. So although he's had a lengthy history, injury history, he's not an ancient player by any means.
Yeah, Alex, it feels like the Bills are opting for a little bit younger, you know, in free agency and looking for those younger guys, trying to get the most out of they can out of these guys. And one of them is still very young as well. It's Bosa's former teammate with the Chargers, new wide receiver for the Bills, Josh Palmer, who also spoke today to you guys there in the Bills media. What did we learn about Josh Allen's new target?
Yeah, he's a real chill guy. He came across as, and Bosa as well, but obviously a Canadian-born player is Palmer, only about an hour and a half drive away from Buffalo. So he's really excited about the fact that it won't take him a long flight to visit his family anymore, nor will it take his family a long flight to come watch him play. Said he didn't really know much about Buffalo or the Bills. Said he was in more of a basketball fan growing up. He always thought growing up that he was going to go to the NBA. So it's not like he's well versed with the fan base or what the Bills are all about. So he'll have to learn about that during his time in Buffalo. But certainly a native of a nearby town and somebody who could come in here and potentially give the Bills a skill set that they've been lacking the past few years, a great route runner, somebody with great hands. And he said what he takes most pride in terms of his skill set is his ability to run the entire route tree, play inside and outside, and win in different situations. And we know how much versatility means to this team, but if he's able to run that route tree and create separation, as many of the analytics have showed you that he's capable of, that would be a boon for this Bills team that struggled to get open at times for Josh Allen last year.
We're talking to our good friend Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News, the Right Here, Right Now podcast. Also, Bills Digest, a lot on Alex's resume and your plate there. Derek Forrest talking today, and if we could start here, like, where does he fit in? Honestly, because I think it's Taylor Rapp and Bishop, or do you think that Forrest has a good chance to compete for a starting job, Alex?
You look at this time last year, maybe a little after this time last year, when the Bills signed Mike Edwards and everybody thought he was the surefire option to start. And then obviously some injury struggle maybe set his set him back on his course to be the Bills starter. But I think he plays a similar role as what Mike Edwards did for the Bills, at least during the offseason and the preseason. Somebody competing for a job, a player that you know has ability, but can it fit here in Buffalo with what they do defensively? You bring back Damar Hamlin, you already know what he's capable of, and you have Cole Bishop coming back for his second year, and obviously you're hoping the second-round draft pick takes the Bulls, second or third-round draft pick for Bishop. It's all a blur for me with this year coming up. But you obviously hope he takes the bull by the horns and wins that starting job, but I think competition is a good thing in this sense, knowing that Bishop has not put his stamp on that position quite yet. And Hamlin, what you saw from him last year, I'm not sure it's a sure thing, knowing that DeMar Hamlin can give you 17 games of starting caliber safety plays. So I think adding another name to the mix was a key for the Bills to do this offseason. And Forrest has a great athletic profile, a high RAS score. It's somebody who he believes is a high-flying guy that can create turnovers. He called himself a problem solver during his time at the media today, or at the podium today. He still believes he's the same athlete that he was when he had his best season in 2022. Said he had a setback these past few years. I think that setback really came due to a lack of opportunity. So if he is to be provided an increased opportunity here in Buffalo, who knows what he's capable of. But I think it was key getting him in here and adding another body to that room in terms of the competition, just in case Bishop isn't able to rise to the occasion. And you really want to be looking for, I think, something a little bit better than what DeMar Hamlin offered last year.
Alex, let's stay in the secondary because we now have a pretty glaring need when you look at the Bills' depth chart at cornerback. And Rasul Douglas is still out there. There are some other names out there that if the Bills wanted to invest in corner, they could certainly go out there and get, or guys that they could certainly go out there and bring back. What's your take on what they're doing here in free agency or what they haven't done yet in free agency as far as adding some depth at corner?
I think Rasul Douglas is coming back. He hasn't signed a deal yet. You mentioned he's still out there. Bills have been rumored to be linked to Asante Samuel Jr. I'm not sure how reliable that report was, but I think Rasul Douglas is going to come back. I think he's the best option at this point for the Bills. Obviously, I think they'll look to that position also in the draft. You have Dane Jackson and Levi Wallace also on the open market. Perhaps one of them reunites with the Bills. But I think reading the tea leaves and just seeing how things are playing out and Rasul Douglas remaining open for signing, I think he's coming back to Buffalo. And I think we'll see Christian Benford and Rasul Douglas as the team starting cornerbacks once again in 2025. Now, if Douglas does not come back, and I'm wrong, and he does sign a free agent contract with somebody else, obviously you have to look at that position on day one, day two of the draft. I think you have to be pretty aggressive in bringing in a prospect like you did last year with Bishop, because you don't have many answers at that position. Jamarcus Ingram is a solid player, but not capable of holding down a cornerback two role by any means, in my opinion. So I would rather them look defensive tackle, wide receiver in round one, cornerback maybe on day two, but I wouldn't be surprised if they go cornerback with their first-round pick if they're not able to re-sign Rasul Douglas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I think that, in just my opinion, Alex, some could say, hey, you need more on the line, and I wouldn't, you know, argue against that. But I'd also say that even if you brought back Rasul Douglas, that's the number one need on this team in the draft. That would be the corner position. And part of that, when you talk to Brandon Bean, we think maybe tomorrow he's going to address reporters at some point because, well, we've had a lot of news, right? You've had this class that will hit free agency next year that got taken care of. Terrell Bernard is here to stay. And Greg Rousseau is here to stay. Khalil Shakir is here to stay. We know James Cook in his position, and we'll see how that plays out. But Christian Benford, like, where is this storyline going, Alex? Because if we get the training camp, and I could see if, like, Benford betting on himself, knowing that there's some other contracts out there at the corner position that are going for big money.
Yeah, certainly I think the price for Christian Benford has risen a bit this offseason. But if you look at who the Bills have re-signed thus far, if you think of it in terms of each player and what they mean at their position league-wide, I think Christian Benford is the most elite player at his position of any of the Bills players coming up for new contracts at the end of next season. You look at Terrell Bernard, you look at Greg Rousseau, you look at Khalil Shakir. They've given the Bills some quality play, but I don't think they've risen to the level that Christian Benford did this past season. He put up some all-pro level numbers that rivaled that of Broncos cornerback, name failing me, Cortland Sutton, I believe.
Patrick Surtain,
I think Sutton's the wide receiver. But Benford, I think, is the most elite player at his position in terms of those Bills players that had their contracts running out next year. I think Cook second in line in that regard. So I think you needed to get Bernard, Shakir, and Rousseau done first in order to kind of gauge where you were at in order to take that big swing at Christian Benford. And to look at it conversely from Christian Benford's point of view, when you're that high level of a player at your position, you understand the value you bring to the team and you understand the way that the league values you, especially being a position such as cornerback. And I think, like you said, Gene, he's certainly playing the waiting game a little bit and trying to get the most bang for his buck, knowing just how much the cornerback market has risen this offseason.
I think the biggest surprise so far this league year from the Buffalo Bills came yesterday when we learned that Kyrie Elam was being traded to the Dallas Cowboys. At least that got us the biggest reaction. I was like, whoa, really? How did that all time, you know, did that time out with the announcement of the compensatory picks that the Bills are going to get? Did they decide that gave them enough flexibility to pull the trigger on this deal with Dallas?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but I think that the return that they got for Kyrie Elam, I think it shocked a lot of people. A player that never fit in here. He was always a good soldier, and you saw his parting words on X. Very respectable and very classy from Kyrie Elam. I was surprised how much the Bills got back for him, just knowing that he was pretty much on his way out the door here. But, hey, then again, it's the Cowboys. Probably one of the worst run franchises in the league. So it doesn't shock me in that regard, but I was surprised at the return, perhaps the compensatory picks and what the Bills got back, maybe gave them a little bit more freedom to move up a player at a position where they don't have a lot of bodies. So perhaps that played a role, but I think it was good to move Elam and get what you got back for him. And also good for Elam, the player, to get a fresh look, a new scene, and hopefully go on a better trajectory moving forward in his career.
Yeah, Alex, I think it's worth noting, too, that if a team makes the championship round here, as the Bills did last year, if they're, you know, basically one score away from the Super Bowl, usually a team like that, their roster kind of gets picked apart. That's just kind of the nature of the league. And so far, you've had a lot of guys coming back, and you're adding to this roster. Your thoughts on the one guy that did leave for greener pastures, that being Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins getting a one-year deal with the New England, or excuse me, one-year deal with Buffalo, 2 years with New England. Who's we at wide receiver five on this team? Is that wide receiver five on the roster right now in Tyrell Shavers, or are we going to wait here a little bit for the camp battle?
In my opinion, you could find 20 to 30 Tyrell Shavers on practice squads around the league. So while I don't necessarily think that he is a nothing player, I think he's a replacement level player. So I think the Bills would like to add some more speed at that position, maybe in their wide receiver five, a skill set that they don't necessarily have right now, a burner that could take the top off the defense. That is certainly one of my top targets that the Bills should be looking for in the draft come April. I have defensive tackle, my top need, wide receiver, second, cornerback, number three. I know a lot of people don't agree with that, but I think the Bills need a burner. They've been looking for it the past several seasons. Speed doesn't always translate to the NFL, but when you have so many players with similar skill sets, you have to go out there and find something else. But when you bring up Mac Hollins, I think him compared to the other free agents that the Bills had, I think Hollins, having already experienced championship-level success, I think that perhaps played a role in him leaving the Bills. He's not really in search of that crowning achievement at this stage of his career. I think some of these other players coming back and searching for that, and you heard Joey Bosa speak on that, that's a major, major sticking point with them on why they came to Buffalo chasing the championship. And when you're Mac Hollins coming off the season that you did, I don't think his value is going to get any higher. So I think a player like that, he's not getting any younger. You have to take advantage on the open market when you can, and that's what Mac Hollins did. But when you look at some of the other free agents, I think they still have a bit yet to prove in terms of their individual play and their team achievement as well, so I think that may have played a role.
Yeah, the flip side of that coin is a guy that did come back for another 2 years. That would be Ty Johnson, who, you know, is, I mean, his signing, his return is not a nothing. That's big for the Bills offense. That's big for the Bills in terms of how they can approach their future with or without James Cook.
I lost you there for a second, Danger. Could you rehash that for me?
Yeah,
sorry,
I was just
I'm in my car.
Yeah, Ty Johnson is not a nothing. Ty Johnson signing for a couple of years allows the Bills to have some flexibility here moving forward, knowing what they have in him, whether they proceed with James Cook or don't.
Absolutely, and I think that was a key signing for the Bills to get him back, and getting him back on the number that they did, I think it's about $3 million. What was his contract? Do either of you know that off the top of their head?
No, I don't have it in front of me here.
They got him on a good number, I know. 2 years, $5 million. Mm. So $2.5 million per year for Ty Johnson, especially considering what he came off of last year, coming up big in big situations. I think that's a great deal for the Bills, especially considering what he means to them on third down. James Cook has produced at a high rate these past 2 years, but he hasn't been on the field at a high percentage, and Ty Johnson has filled in that third down role very, very seamlessly, excuse me. Great pass blocker, and also has shown great ability in the passing game. So I think a very valuable signing, and yes, it does give you a little bit of freedom in case James Cook does hold out, in case you have to move him before the season, or in case you aren't able to re-sign him after this season. You have him, Ty Johnson, that is. You have Ray Davis, also in tow. And who knows, perhaps they pull the trigger on a running back in the draft down the road. You also have Frank Gore Jr. on the practice squad. So the Bills are running it back with the same running back room, and I think that's a good thing because, boy, was that room productive for them last year.
Alex, last one for me. How are you holding up? Gerrit Cole, Giancarlo Stanton, Luis Gil. Look, spring, this is the time you're supposed to be optimistic. And for a Yankee fan, I'm just so sorry, Alex.
Well, you don't know my Yankee fandom all that well, Gene. I am one of the most optimistic Yankee fans you will ever find. I am not one of these demons on Twitter who act like this is one of the worst-run franchises in the league, a team that didn't make the World Series last year. So the way that I look at this is it's the New York Yankees. They make the playoffs every single year. They've made the championship games several times the past few seasons. They made the World Series last year. So with all that hasn't gone quote-unquote right for the Yankees over the past few years, boy, they've had quite the level of success, haven't they, Gene? Something I think Mets fans would probably be a little bit jealous of.
We're not talking about the past. Look, so if you want to talk about the past, go ahead and talk about the past.
Well, I think the pass is very relevant in terms of you lose a player like Cole, the pass speaks for itself. I have faith in this organization. I have faith in Brian Cashman, although I think he's more of a problem than Aaron Boone at this point. I have faith in Aaron Boone. Give me the Yankees in the World Series once again, come hell or high water. Max Fried leads them to the World Series championship.
Alex, busy week. We know you're pumping out content. What's up on the pod? What's up at Batavia Daily News we can check out and Bill's Digest?
Yeah, we've had a lot of great guests on the pod lately. When I was at the Combine, we spoke with Bruce Nolan, Greg Thompson, Joe Marino, and Carl Jones. And then this week, we've spoken with, or maybe it was last week, all these weeks are blending together. We've spoken with Nate Geary, Sal Capaccio, Joe Biscaglia, Eric Turner of Cover One. So really, everybody that you need to hear from in the media sphere, you can hear from on right here, right now. So if you're not subscribed to that on Apple, Spotify, if you're not following it on the Batavia Daily News YouTube channel, really not sure what you're doing as a Bills fan, because the content that we're pumping out is ever valuable in this stage of the offseason. I am no expert in offseason talk, but all the guests that I've had on are. So they've really helped me. They've really helped our listeners. Make sure you subscribe. Like, share it with your friends right here, right now, live Buffalo Football Talk, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and on X for each show. They really are coming sporadically, so just keep your eyes and ears peeled.
You know, Danger, I'm pulling up my text. Friday, February 28th, 9:59 in the morning. Want to hop on the pod next week? Me, you bet. And the next week came, and the week after that, and the week after that. The week after that.
You want to know what happened there, Gene? We had five teams, I think, in the sectional finals. I think we had four of them win, or maybe it was like, I don't know.
Alex, you don't have to explain your actions to this guy who's just trolling you to try to get a backdoor and invite to the pod.
Shame you into the
yeah.
The
come
pod,
on,
yeah.
Man. You don't have to. We know you're busy. We know how hard you're working, man. You don't have to let Gino's grubby little hands wedge into the door there of the Right Here, Right Now podcast while you're trying to record something.
Danger. You got any time tonight at 8?
See, that's how you get invited to the podcast, Gino. You see how it works?
Oh, come on. Thank you, Alex.
Appreciate the time, Alex.
You're the best.
There's thanks, Alex Brasky. Batavia Daily News, Right Here, Right Now podcast. And, of course, Bills Digest. Busy day. We'll recap all of it. We're going to take a break. Happy Hour is next. We'll piece together what we heard from the free agents that spoke today. Tomorrow's going to be another big day. More free agents speaking at One Bills Drive.
Maybe Brandon Bean.
Maybe
tomorrow,
Brandon Bean as well. Your calls are welcome at 866-4FAN. 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 oh, yeah. FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.